Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bouncy pre-drop transition in Ableton Live 12 using groove pool tricks, and we're aiming straight for that classic jungle, old-school DNB feeling. Think elastic, swung, slightly unruly, but still tight enough to slam when the drop lands. The big idea here is simple. We're not just adding swing. We're using groove as phrasing. We want the transition to feel like it's leaning forward, talking to the listener, and pulling the energy toward the drop. Then the drop itself can feel straighter and more disciplined by comparison, which makes it hit way harder. Start by setting the project tempo in that classic range, around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want it to feel especially authentic, 174 is a great place to live. Then build a basic two-bar drum foundation. Keep the main drums clean and punchy, with kick and snare locked in. Then make a separate transition layer for ghost snares, break slices, hats, and little fill details. That split matters, because in this style, not everything should move the same way. Now for the groove source. The best place to get that old-school bounce is from a breakbeat with character, like an Amen-style break or any chop drum loop that already has a nice push-pull feel. Drag the break into an audio track, right-click the clip, and choose Extract Groove. Ableton will send that rhythmic feel into the groove pool, and now you've got a groove that isn't just mathematical swing. It has attitude. Here's the teacher note that really matters. Think in layers, not one groove across everything. In old-school DNB, the bounce usually comes from several rhythmic behaviors stacked together. You've got a tight core, a more human mid layer, and a looser top layer. If every element gets the same groove amount, the result can feel flat or mushy. So keep the kick and sub tighter and let the snares, hats, ghosts, and percussion do the dancing. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip for your transition fill. A strong old school shape could be the ghost snare on beat 3, some hat stutters around 3 and 3A, then a snare flam or pickup on beat 4, and maybe an open hat or reverse hit right before the drop. You want the last half bar to feel like it's gathering itself and then throwing its weight forward. Now apply the groove to that transition clip. You can drag the groove from the groove pool onto the clip, or choose it in the clip view. Don't commit it yet. Leave it live so you can hear what it's doing before you print anything. Then open the groove pool and start shaping. Timing is the main control here. For a transition clip, try around 40 to 60% timing as a starting point. If you want a more obvious broken beat feel, push it higher, maybe 70 to 85%. For the main drums, keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 25%, just enough to give them a little movement without losing authority. That contrast is what creates the payoff. Velocity is the other huge piece. In jungle and old school DNB, velocity gives the fill its breath. It helps ghost notes feel like they're whispering, and then shouting. Try a small amount of velocity influence on your snare ghosts, and then manually shape the actual note velocities, so the final accent really pops. For hats and percussion, a bit more velocity movement can give a nice shuffle and lift. Random should usually stay low. A little bit can make the feel more human, but too much random timing makes the transition sound sloppy instead of soulful. In this style, you want controlled instability, not chaos for its own sake. A really strong move is to use groove selectively across different clips, rather than forcing one groove on everything. You might have one clip for the snare fill with stronger timing displacement, another clip for hats with lighter swing, an effects clip with no groove at all, and maybe a break slice clip with a stronger groove. That separation keeps the arrangement clear and lets each layer contribute in a different way. Now let's talk about the pre-drop lean. This is where the groove becomes emotional. On the last beat before the drop, add a snare flam, maybe the ghost kick or a tiny break slice, and an open hat or reverse crash. Then push the groove a little harder on that fill clip than on the rest of the transition. The effect is that the rhythm feels like it's tugging toward the downbeat. This is a great place to use a dual groove idea too. You can assign one groove to the snare and ghost layer, and a slightly different one to the hats or percussion. The snare layer can have more timing displacement and stronger velocity, shaping, while the hat layer stays lighter and more controlled. That layered mismatch creates a chopped, human break feel without needing a ton of notes. If you want more old-school character, support the groove with a few Ableton devices. Drum bus on the drum group can add weight and snap. Keep the drive modest, use a little crunch if needed, and don't flatten the transients. On the snare fill, saturator with soft clip can give you that harder, tapish bark. On hats or percussion, auto-filter automation works great for opening the top end as the fill approaches the drop. And for transition effects, Echo with short filtered repeats can add excitement without cluttering the low end. Utility is useful too, especially if you want to keep bass heavy parts narrow and let only the upper percussion spread out. As you arrange the transition, build tension across the last few bars. A really classic shape is this. The main groove stays stable at first, then you introduce a small break layer, then the syncopation increases, then the fill gets busier, and finally the last half bar bounces hard into the drop. Often the best move is to clear out the sub for a bar before the drop. That space makes the transition feel bigger, and the drop lands with more authority. One important detail. Pay attention to transient order. In jungle-style fills, a slightly early ghost hit followed by a slightly late main hit can create a much better push-pull than just delaying everything equally. That tiny interaction can make the rhythm feel alive in a way that straight quantization never will. Once the groove feels right, print it. Duplicate the clip first if you want to keep a live version, then commit the groove on the copy. That way you can keep one version for experimentation and one version that's locked in. After that, refine note lengths and velocities. Shorten hats if they're washing over the snare energy, lengthen a ghost hit if you want it to smear a little, and make the final accent before the drop the loudest moment in the phrase. Then cut the low end on the drop's first hit for maximum contrast. If you really like the result, bounce the transition to audio. That's a very jungle-friendly move, because one good transition can become a whole little library of chopped responses later. Resample it, slice it, and reuse the pieces in future edits. That's part of the magic of this style. You're not just making one fill, you're building a vocabulary of drum movement. Let's avoid a few common mistakes. Don't put too much groove on everything, or the mix will smear, and the drop will lose impact. Don't use groove as a replacement for writing a strong fill shape. Don't over-randomize, and don't let the low end swing too much. The kick and sub need to stay in control, or the whole thing loses its punch. For darker or heavier DNB, the contrast is everything. Keep the transition loose and animated, then make the drop feel straight and crushing. Push ghost snares harder than hats. Use break slices and resampling. Let some hits stay dry so the fill doesn't become a foggy mess. And if the bass is active under the transition, either sidechain it hard or mute it for the last half bar. The empty space will make the groove feel much bigger. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a one-bar jungle pickup with a snare flam, two ghost snares, one open hat, one reverse crash, and maybe a chopped break hit. Extract a groove from a break, or use a stock groove with some swing. Apply stronger timing to the snare clip, lighter timing to the hat clip, and almost no timing to the FX clip. Shape the velocities so the last snare hits hardest. Add drum boss or saturator to the snare. Then bounce it and compare the audio version to the original MIDI. You're listening for one thing. Does the last half bar feel like it's pulling toward the drop without losing punch? So to recap, the workflow is, build a clean DNB drum foundation, extract a groove from a break or rhythmic source, apply that groove mainly to the transition, shape timing and velocity in groove pool, keep the kick and sub tighter than the snares and hats, support the movement with a few stock Ableton devices, and then bounce the result when it feels right. If you do that well, you get that old-school jungle swing, loose, animated, and full of anticipation, but still strong enough to hit hard in a modern mix. If you want, next we can turn this into a bar-by-bar MIDI example or build a full Ableton Live 12 device chain for the transition.